podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, yeah. Welcome in, everybody. Happy Friday to you, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Let's get our heads right on a Friday. I'm glad the weekend is here. We got 4 hours left to entertain all of you guys out there, and I love how active you are already in the chat. Everyone's here and ready to go. Here we are now. Entertain us is what our tier ones say to us every morning, and we're going to do our best. Today's going to be a little bit nuts. I'll set the menu in the next segment, but I'll just tell you right now, it's going to be a little bit bananas, a lot of moving parts and whatnot. But it's great to be here. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
How am I? I'm sick of myself. Yeah. Is how I am. I am absolutely exhausted with the sound of my own voice, and my brain is mush. Paulie texted me last night. He said, "So we got AJ Preller coming on at 8. Any idea where you want to go with him? I'll get some stuff down. I'll write it down on paper for you tomorrow." I go, "I have no idea." It's 8 o'clock.
Said, good talk.
Yeah. I go, "It's 8 o'clock. My brain is absolute mush. I mean, Paulie, I couldn't think of one question." Now, some have come to me, you know, after a little bit of a rest and reset.
Oh, send them over. I'll write them down for you.
I think I have them upstairs. I'm not sure. But we'll... I just like to have a conversation with AJ Preller. Now, he's not the easiest to have a conversation with, so hopefully he's in a fine mood this morning.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, AJ. I'm looking forward to talking to you at 8 a.m.
Yeah,
I'm sure you are as well. If I had to guess, I'm sure you're elated to talk to Woodsy and Paul today. But I'm tired of myself, Paulie. I have just too much me in my life right now. I need to go away for a weekend. I don't hear the sound of my own voice. I don't want to talk to anyone.
Silence.
Left here, went to the round table, which I had a lot of fun on yesterday. Tony Gwynn Jr. was on fire.
Love that.
Adam did give me permission to replay the round table this morning. So we'll see you guys in an hour. Love you very much. We'll be right back. No, I told him I couldn't in good conscience do that to the tier ones. Not that the round table is bad content. It's not. It was really good. We had a fun show. But I would feel like I gave up. I would.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I don't, you know.
23 hours later.
Yes, dude. I would really. He's like, I'm just telling you.
Thanks for the permission.
That you guys can if you want to. I go, yeah, all right. Like, I think you offered me that because you know damn well I'm not going to do it. Right. You know damn well I'm not going to replay that round table in the morning. You know I'm not giving up my 6 o'clock hour for anything. You know it. And I'm not. How about this, Adam? I'll make you a deal. How about we play it at 9 and walk out of here at Friday at 9 a.m.?
Right.
Exactly. Not such a great idea right now, is it? So I didn't want to do that to the tier ones. And, you know, I told him, I said, I'd rather have a really bad first hour than replay the round table, my friend. Yeah, everybody in the chat is talking about the news that broke yesterday, and we will absolutely get there. Kyle Hart being optioned down to AAA. I wore my El Paso Chihuahua shirt, not really in his honor, but that's where he'll be heading. Look, I don't want to celebrate that at all because I don't know what the corresponding move is. We were going to ask AJ Preller about that, and you know, we'll get after that and kind of figure out what they want to do. My guess is it's going to be like Omar Cruz or Stephen Kolek or something. So yeah, man, they're going to send him down, have him work on some stuff. You know, again, we talked about it a little bit on the roundtable yesterday. We talked about it with Jake Gariani, who came in from CBS8, who had a chance to interview Kyle. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
You know, you hate to see that happen to a dude that has had such a tough road to get to the show. And
there's also the total possibility that there's nothing he could have done better.
Yeah, correct.
And
it's just,
it still just would have been, you know, you look at the off days ahead, and you're like, all right, maybe they can get creative with the rotation here, and they're just going to... You know, they don't want to burn him out,
right,
or something.
Whatever.
Like, it may not have anything to do with his last start.
Correct.
Or any concerns that they have or anything like that.
But it also might.
It also might.
And, you know, so we'll ask AJ about that. I got people asking what happened to Candlegate yesterday when we went to our marriage counseling. I had people text me going, man, she really got mad at you for lighting a candle. I said, it wasn't mad. She was just flummoxed by the fact that I would light a candle in our home. And it was a special candle that she'd never lit, and I lit it, and then she got a little bit upset with it. And this morning, by the way, we lit it together, symbolically, before I left. Yeah, before we left. So she did lay on the sword in therapy when I brought that up. I said she's been a little bit out of it lately, and here's a fine example. And she said, okay, yeah, that's a little odd. And it's nice. It's nice to have a little backup. Then I got my turn on the skewer as well and got roasted up real good. But it was a good day, just a lot. It was just a lot, man, of me. My kids got home. You know, they were actually really good. They were chill. They wanted to watch a movie. They wanted to watch. Bo wanted to watch the draft, so we watched some of the draft last night. So it was really chill. But you know what I'm staring down the barrel of. You know what tomorrow is.
I forgot until I remembered. Why don't you remind all of our listeners what you'll be up to tomorrow?
My missus, Hannah, Vollen told me that I have to be the MC for the fundraiser for my son's elementary school. And that's
you're a popular person. You're good at talking. You're a broadcaster. Yeah, it makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a radio personality, right?
MCing an event, hosting an event, that is a very normal thing for a radio broadcaster to do.
I would have liked,
especially for charity.
I would have liked in the future to just attend. I like to attend things. Well, I don't. But if I have to go, please don't make me work. It's already a lot to ask me to go to actually on a Saturday night, put on clothes, go somewhere when I could be sitting at home on my ass watching a baseball game. It's already enough. And now you say, not only do you have to go, guess what? You got to work. You're working. Yeah. You're working this event. It's actually, no, you get paid for work. You're volunteering at this.
I felt that last fall. Had to go to a wedding up in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Got to go to a wedding.
Got to go to a wedding.
In Palm Springs. But I didn't have to be a part of the bridal party. Like, the last four weddings I had been to, I was in the wedding.
The groom's party.
It'd
be weird if you were part of the bridal party.
Don't they call it?
I don't know. I thought that was for the brides.
I thought the bridal party.
A groomsman.
Party,
you're a groomsman.
Yeah, but I thought the bridal party
was
maybe
you're right.
Both.
You might be right.
But the last four weddings, I was in the wedding. I had to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Megan sits by herself
or
with some friends in the crowd.
For her.
I've got to do photos and I got to do setups and all that stuff. And so the last wedding that we went to, I had nothing to do with it whatsoever. I got to just go and attend and drink and hang out and have some fun. And we're like, this is how it goes. I'm like, nobody ever asked me to be a part of your wedding ever again. Ever.
Yeah. And for this,
I'll give you two gifts.
I'm you know, look, when she told me you're doing it, I said, oh, okay. All right. I mean, what do? You say, all right, I'll go do it. This thing's 4 hours long. Starts at 5. And Paulie... as I mentioned before, if you missed this, the theme for the night is coastal country. So, I have jeans, I have a pearl snap shirt.
What is coast like? Flip flops with your cowboy hat?
Probably have no idea.
I'm legitimately asking.
So was I. I have no
Western night. Okay, got it.
If you called it
cowboy
Western,
night.
Yeah, cowboy night, coastal country, he really throws a monkey wrench in there.
Are you going to get a mullet, a fake mullet?
I don't know what. I mean, I have what I'm wearing, but I don't know if it's sufficient. I have no idea. So I'm doing that tomorrow, tomorrow night. Here's the other issue. So I got an email from the people that are organizing it, and they sent me a very rudimentary, Paulie, very rudimentary schedule from 5 to 9. So 5 to 6:30. Guest arrival, drinks, food, music, raffle, silent auction. 6:30, silent auction ends. 6:45 to 7, raffle winners to be announced. 7 to 7:20, casual line dancing lesson taught by some moms. And then 7:20 to 9, DJ and dancing. And then it was a little bit more detailed. They have a magician that's coming up, so I'll have to intro him. But then they asked me if I have my own PA. I don't. I don't have my own PA. I'm not a traveling host. So I said, I'm going to need a PA, please. And then I wrote back last Friday.
Making all your demands.
I said, is there a script that I'll be working off of? And they haven't responded. So
I need a car to pick me up.
Well,
internal temperature of 70 degrees.
A low riding sedan.
A lower entry sedan.
So I'm going to that. There's a better than decent possibility, Paulie, that I spend my Friday night tonight watching the Padres and punching up a script for myself, right? Like getting the sponsors and stuff in. I really have no idea what this
thing is. Well, this is a great way to get started. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family.
That's Coastal Country. That's how you do Coastal Country.
I'm here with my family.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
We are so excited to be in the great state of
California. It's such a blessing to be here with y'all tonight. I'm so happy. I'm a Coastal Country cowboy. I don't know what to do. So that's a four-hour gig tomorrow night, Paulie. That's what I'll be doing on my Saturday night. Or I could do it in full Shilt voice. Hey, cuz. How y'all doing? It's old Shilty. Why didn't they have Shilt do this? I guess he has a game to manage, but I feel like he's more of a Coastal cowboy than I am. Is he not?
Yes.
So I just, man, I don't know. I don't have a big belt buckle. I don't have boots. My boots are like, they're not boots. They're just like little short boots. I have a feeling I'm not going to like the music at all. I thought my opening line might be, hey, everybody, make some noise if you like Morgan Wallen. And the whole place will rip up in applause. And I'll be like, security, can you escort all of them out of here so we can get this party?
Now, this isn't a roast.
I know. It's not a roast. I can't get in.
You just go up there and start insulting
people. Hey, how you doing? God, you look pathetic right now. Sucks, dude. Hannah goes, you're literally from Texas, living on the coast. I know.
You are a coastal cowboy.
You couldn't find less of a cowboy than me. You couldn't if you tried. Take the cow. I'm a boy for sure. That's it. That's as close as I get. I am no freaking cowboy. So, can't wait to tell you guys how that went. Now, from what I understand, too, I've never been to one of these fundraisers, Paulie. You know how parents get on a night out. They get nuts. And so I heard it gets wild, like wild there. Hmm. Parents are out. They got a few hours to kill. Now, I'm going to be working. And we got a game early as hell on Sunday morning. So I'm teetotaling this thing, dude. I'm white-knuckling it, teetotaling the whole bit. And but I just wonder how wild this thing's going to get. I mean, I've heard of all kinds of stories from other schools. Like, I mean, I've heard some really crazy stories. So I'll fill you guys in on Monday.
I can't wait.
Steve says, is there a live cast for this event? I got $5 to kick in for the virtual peanut gallery. I will do you guys a favor and post a picture of my Coastal Country outfit before I go in tomorrow. But, man, we got such a good show for you today. Quickly, Paulie, I'd like to give a shout-out real quick. Our buddy, JoJo Tarantino, who works for the San Diego Padres, lives in Arizona and works at the facility. He has been our friend and a tier one.
He's been part of the Padres since like the 90s.
He has been there forever.
He was a bat boy.
Yeah, dude. JoJo
has worked all the way up.
JoJo is the GOAT. And he texted us yesterday and asked if we'd be willing to congratulate his son, Chase Tarantino, today. He's nominated as a finalist for Best Supporting Male for the ASU High School Theater Awards for his role as Squidward. They listen to the show on the way to school. He only hears the first segment. Chase, congratulations to you. JoJo, got to be very proud, dude. JoJo is like the nicest guy. And Chase, I wouldn't do this for everyone, but your dad has massaged my groin in ways that I never thought were imaginable. He's got magic hands, your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Magic hands. His hands have been all over me at fantasy camp. So, JoJo, anything for you and anything for Chase. We love you guys. Congratulations to you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. What a
congratulations,
good,
bud.
Such a good dude and good family. Love that guy. Man, I'm so excited to get this thing going today. We will talk some Padres baseball. We will talk some SDFC with our pal Darren Smith. I'm supposed to do this in the next segment, but this feels more natural to me. Let's do it here.
Do it here. And then
I know what to do in the next segment.
We're going to have some fun in the next
segment. If you missed it late in the show on
Wednesday,
we're going to replay Ben's prank calls. because this dude, and I want to talk about Ben and his social media strategy.
People were asking for it yesterday that missed it on Wednesday or wanted to hear it again.
Yeah.
It was rails off yesterday.
It's going to be
rails off today, so we're going to get to it early before all that.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I had it ready to go yesterday. I totally forgot to do it, which I've been known to do from time to time. So excited to get this thing going on a Friday. Thanks for being here. We will be right back. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Normally we set the menu here. I can do it quickly. Our pal Julian Delgadio coming in from Fox 5 at 7 a.m. Going to hang out with us just like Jake did yesterday. It's Ben's competition. We'll see who's the best, basically, is what that is. The great Darren Smith will be joining us. We don't know if it's going to be over Zoom yet or if it's going to be just on the phone at 7:35. And then we'll be joined by the president of baseball operations of the San Diego Padres, Mr. A.J. Preller himself. And then at 9, I'm very excited about this.
This is awesome.
Had a long conversation with him yesterday. Carlos Quentin, former Padre, is going to be coming in, talking about something that he's working on for youth sports. And really, stuck baseball with Carlos Quentin. I love that man. I love him.
So when I told my wife yesterday that Carlos Quentin was coming in studio,
she lose her mind?
He was so nice.
Yeah, he's the best.
Now, wasn't he like known for like fighting somebody? And probably what he's known for, at least best here in San Diego. Padres, Dodgers, God, what was that, like 10 years ago now?
Yeah,
and
more,
he charged
probably.
The mound and he broke Greinke's collarbone and really kind of kicked his ass.
Yep.
And I go, there's got to be like the connection of how nice somebody is versus how bad of a thing or how violent of a thing that they're known for. There can't be anybody better. Like, he is the nicest, sweetest guy, and yet he's known for like this violent act.
He is.
Baseball
I mean, field. to talk to him yesterday about, you know, some of the challenges that he's faced as, you know, coaching his kid and all that, and some of the challenges these kids are facing. I'm so excited for you guys to hear about what he's working on, and I downloaded it last night. Bo and I messed around with it before he went to bed. It's awesome. It is awesome.
Nice.
And I think every parent of a child out there is going to really like it. And honestly, whether they play sports or not, it's so beneficial. And I think this thing is a really, really good idea. And he's really passionate about it, as am I. And I know a lot of the tier ones are as well. And any chance to get Carlos Quentin in studio, I'm here for it. So, man, we have, like I said, today is going to be, honestly, drinking from a fire hose. We have so much to get to. Elton John tickets, our last day of giving away Elton John tickets.
Big one.
You're going to hear this sounder at some point during the show.
Not right now. Don't
right
call
now.
Right now.
Don't call right now.
But the next time you hear this.
Blue eyes.
That's it. You will call and you'll win tickets to a pair of tickets to Elton John Cure Bound Concert for Cures at Petco Park on May 9th. Proceeds from the show go towards cancer research in San Diego, excuse me. And this will be Elton's only planned U.S. appearance this year. See Ticketmaster.com for details. That is a funny clip, and it's an old throwback to the very first radio show I was on. Our host used to do that all the time. Blue eyes. It's so good. So it definitely brings back some good memories on a Friday.
I wonder if that's on the playlist, on the set list.
Guaranteed. I went in yesterday, Paulie, after counseling, after going to hit with our buddy Boggsy. I went in to get my my body work that I go, my buddy in Oceanside, Chris, Resolve Sports Therapy, played, the guy's got, he's a wizard. If you got sore quads and knees or whatever, he just gets in there and just.
I have a sore left knee.
He's got you, dude. He has got you. The guy's, right, he's unbelievable. So I lay down and he starts grinding on my quad and he goes, I was dying when I heard Ben's prank call. He goes, but I caught it. Like right at the end. And I go, oh, well, then I will replay it for you tomorrow. Anytime Ben goes out of town, Paulie and I are working. We know when he's going out of town, right? So we work for.
These are annual trips.
It's like we work for like a month in advance to collect little nuggets, and then we can use them in prank calls. Here's all that we've done on all of his trips.
Oh, you want them all?
Yeah, give
you want them all.
If that works,
I can
does
do that
work for you?
Yeah, give
I mean,
me
we're
going to
run a little late in the segment, but I don't care.
Let's see. We had, here's two more. We had, so his July trip that he takes every year, we called another broken egg.
Yes.
In Fairhope, Alabama. How we found them, I don't know.
Thank you for calling another broken egg in Fairhope. This is Marissa. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm excited.
For what?
What was the score of the Aztecs game?
Oh, I don't really watch sports.
The first half, the Aztecs dominated. Maybe the best half they've played all season. I got called out by my 19-year-old last night.
You got what?
I got called out. To choose, though, Reese Kinnear as the person to set the tone in your game, to me, is an indictment of a couple of things.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't follow.
How is it hanging?
Oh, my God.
I like good, firm banana.
Yeah. She's like, what is happening? Poor girl.
The Lakers shot 57% as a team and still lost that game.
And it's just, that poor girl. Just, we called her back immediately.
And apologized.
We're sorry.
Terrorizing her.
Oh, and then this was a year ago yesterday on his Las Vegas trip. We decided to call a local gentleman's establishment the Las Vegas area.
This is unbelievable.
Thanks for calling Put Against Me. I'm Shanna speaking.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was disappointed with last night.
What happened?
You could see it all falling apart right there on the stage. Oh, it was God. Horrible.
What was he even talking about to pull know. That?
Okay.
I'm going to need at least a couple of $100 bills.
Is it a joke?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Would you like to speak with the manager?
I know that the Lakers aren't going to win the championship. They're probably going to lose to Denver anyway.
We had her
okay.
tickled. We had her tickled.
I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I know you do, Ben. You can't stop talking about it.
And then she hung up. So,
oh, God.
So then earlier in the week, you and I went to the Beat Laboratory.
Yep.
And we were cooking. We were cooking.
We were cooking.
We have collected so many drops over the last couple of months.
Weed.
All centered around Ben and his marijuana addiction. Yes. And we called four or five different dispensaries all across the country. And this is what it gave us.
How can I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where could I find some marijuana?
You can be okay.
Loose cannabis?
Hi there, how can I help?
I don't even have a vape pen.
This sounds automated.
Loose cannabis? Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
That's it, done. He's done.
You know, ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Help you.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad, how are you?
I'm not a drug dealer. Good morning.
Hello?
Spliff a boss at enemy head.
Bueno.
Bueno. Everybody must get stoned.
That was it.
How can I help you?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Where can I find some marijuana?
Yeah, right here.
Where can you find some marijuana?
Where could I find some marijuana? Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
At our dispensary?
I like a blunt or a big fat bowl.
We have blunts here.
Okay, now you're talking.
Now you're talking.
How can I help you?
I don't even have a vape pen.
Right.
Hey, how's it going?
Uncomfortable.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm not a drug dealer.
Okay.
I love the cocaine. Cocaine, cocaine.
Okay.
I got her. I love
Spliff
that.
Slip a bus at enemy head.
And that's it.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, how can I help you?
Where could I find some marijuana?
It's so good. It's so good.
The address should be right next to the phone number that you reached us at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was using my vape pen last night, and it was great.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Thanks for telling me.
Let's smoke that bowl, hit that bong.
this is a prank call, but you really have nothing better to do.
Yeah.
You're kind of a loser.
Yeah,
we are kind of losers, and but that brought me so much delight, Pauly. I'm already looking forward to Ben's next vacation to figure out what what vertical we can go in next time.
So many choices.
So many choices, and so many vacations, and
we have blunts.
He hasn't heard it yet, I'm assuming.
I haven't sent it to him. I don't think he's been listening.
Well, I don't think so either, but his social strategy since he's been on vacation, as I mentioned yesterday, is a little bit odd. He did post the hats that they were wearing, and then yesterday he posted a picture of their scorecard.
Well, he hadn't posted anything.
Nothing.
Until you texted him and be like, hey, Post something on social media.
So we have
something to work with.
Yeah, give me something to work with, and we can update, you know, people on what you're doing and how you're doing. So he posted yesterday just the scorecard before his round with his name on it. All right. So
still haven't seen where he's at.
No.
What it looks like.
Not a picture of the course.
Nothing.
Then after that, he posted the whiteboard with his name on it. And what I've realized is that he really likes taking pictures of things that have his name on it. And that's all that he's posted. Nothing on Twitter. No Twitter whatsoever. Three pictures on Instagram. The hats we wore. The scorecard. And the whiteboard with my name on it. That is all he's posted. Again, from this stunning, beautiful golf course in, you know, beautiful Las Vegas, out in the desert. Like.
Right. Stunning.
I want to see what you're working with here, Benny. And nothing yet. He did text me a very detailed round summary yesterday. He played very well. He shot a 74. He wanted everybody to know, but they still lost. He believes that the guys he's playing against were sandbagging their handicap. He's not happy about it.
Oh, boy.
He's going to give us a shot-by-shot recap on Monday. I miss him. I miss him, and I can't wait to hear it. So
we got to, from now on, only get him things with his name on it.
That's exactly right. So he can just take a picture of it and post it for all to see. So yeah, Benny will be back Monday, but the show is about to go to the next level. We got Julian Delgadio coming in just a little bit. He just texted us, Paulie. I didn't see what he said, but he will be in from Fox 5.
He's on his way.
Okay, good. He'll be hanging out with us. Darren Smith, AJ Preller, Carlos Quentin.
What a lineup!
It's going to be a fun one. Somebody tweeted yesterday, "Do you guys only try when Ben's out of town?" I go, that criticism stings, but it's also very fair.
I mean, they're good guests, but when was the last time we had four guests on a show?
It's been a long time.
It's been months, I would guess.
It has been a long time.
Outside of, like, fantasy camp, spring training.
And I'll be honest with you, I needed the crutch, and I'm not embarrassed to admit. If I break my leg, I'm not going to hobble around on a broken leg. You know what I need? I need a crutch. Give me a crutch.
For somebody to say, do you guys only try? That would mean no guests, and we, like, put in the effort on a ton of creative segments.
Exactly.
Bits.
I feel like more guests is trying
that's
less.
That's the opposite.
I feel like the same thing. I feel like the exact same thing. All right, we will be right back. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Friday to you. Benny is on vacation. He'll be back Monday. Looking forward to having him back. Can't wait to hear how his trip went. I wonder if they got a little wild at all, or is it just been straight up golf?
By wild, you mean like...
I wonder if they went out at all.
Scrabble party.
Had a little wine, you know. I bet they had some good food. You know, I was just talking to
a
buddy.
Where's he at? Like, they live in Henderson.
In Henderson, yeah. There's a really cool casino out there called Green Valley Ranch. It's one of the coolest places I've ever been, but it's way off the, you know, it's way off the scene in Vegas, which is good.
Yeah, I've always heard of Henderson. I never looked. It only looks like it's like 20 minutes, like, off the strip in the airport there.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm sure he's having a great time. This is ideal for him. And it's funny. As I sit here, I'm like, man, you didn't go out and get wild? I probably wouldn't have either. I was talking to my buddy that just got back from his bachelor party. Now he's like 52, never been married, went to his bachelor party, the one I was supposed to go to in Florida,
yeah,
but I had the Seals
yeah.
game, right? So I was talking to him and he gave me the play-by-play. Dude, there's 12 guys. Those dudes were in bed by 10:30 every single night. And I go, I wanted to make fun of him. I go, I don't blame you. I don't blame you even a little bit. That's exactly what I would have done too at almost 50. Like, those days, I can't tell you the last time I've seen Midnight. I cannot tell you. I mean, especially going out or anything like that. I just can't tell you. I mean, even if I do go out, I'm home by 10:30. Like, that's the max I can even stay awake. So I don't blame him at all. If he just wanted to go chill, eat good food, drink some wine, play some Scrabble with his buddy, and play some golf.
I'm looking at a map of Henderson, Nevada. I don't remember exactly the name of the golf course that he's at, but I do see that, yeah, there's a lot of casinos out there. You don't have to go to the Strip or anything like that. Now, there is, maybe this is what Ben did, Cowabunga Bay Water Park.
Ooh, riding down the slides. Not the worst idea. I would like to do that as a show at some point.
Done.
I would like to do that in a heartbeat. and that's something
get
we
Ben
would...
on one of those straight drops.
Down. Yeah. That's the only thing in my life, Paulie, that I have Remember when Ben told the story when he went skiing with his dad and he got halfway down and he crashed and he goes, I'm not doing this. And he had to walk down with his skis. His dad had to carry his skis. My dad wasn't at Wet n Wild that day. But there's a shame that I felt when I was probably 10, 11. I walked to the top of this slide. It was called Der Stuka, and it was straight down. Walked to the top, looked at it, walked back down.
I did the exact same thing. It was probably right around the same age, about 10 years old. I was starting to cry.
Yeah, yeah.
So to avoid
your buddies
crying,
laughing at you and crying.
I walked all the way to the top. I think I was the last one to go because I was by myself at the top. I mean, there was a line of people behind me. I looked down. I said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
There is no chance I'm getting on this slide. And I turned around and I walked all the way down the stairs.
Yeah.
And as I was walking down, random guys were like, oh, you chickening out? And I said, I'm not tall enough.
You're joking.
I was
totally
tall enough. It was the only thing I could think of to not look like a huge wimp. I said, you have to be this tall. And I just putting my hand over. You got to be this tall.
Bro, it's funny. That was probably 25 years ago for you.
Yeah.
Mine was probably 40 years ago. I think about it all the time. You walked down from the top rope, essentially. You got up.
One of the more humiliating things I've ever done. When I look back at my life, I'm like, that was really bad.
I've taken some walks of shame in my life. Believe you me. Right. Believe you me. Nothing comes close to that one. Der Stuka. I'll never forget it. Wet n Wild, Arlington, Texas. All my buddies did it, and I just go, I'm not doing it.
I don't remember the slide. It was probably the death slide or something, but Wild Waves in Federal Way, Washington.
Devil's butt. Yeah, it's just like, forget it. Forget it. I'm not doing it. And I think about it all the time, man. And the shame that I still feel about it. But I'm not ashamed at all of our San Diego Padres. I'm very happy with the way that they've been playing. Do we have traffic or anything we need to do?
We do have traffic.
All right, let's get to traffic. Let's talk some Padres baseball. A little pitching matchup action tonight. Should be a good one at Petco Park. We'll be right back. This hour on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. Right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends June 14th. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Yeah, the Tampa Bay Rays coming into town tonight, Paulie. They won two in a row, and they're that team. They're 11-14. They're fourth in their division. And you look at it and you go, all right, well, they have to be having a really terrible season. There's something amiss with the Tampa Bay Rays. Here's the funny part. I heard the other day somebody said, offense is not great. It's eerily similar to the offense of our San Diego Padres. Eerily. I mean, we're hitting 263 as a team. They're hitting 255. Our OBP as a team is 333. Theirs is 321. Our slugging is 401. Theirs 397. Our OPS is 734. Theirs is 718. I mean, these teams are...
Sounds like we're just a little bit better.
Just a little bit better.
Yes, very, very comparable.
As far as it's almost a mirror image. And they're coming in again, a little minor hot streak. They won two straight. But Shane Baz is going to take the... he's going to toe the slab at Petco tonight. And Shane is a tough, tough customer. He's 2-0, four starts so far. He's got a 322 ERA. He throws his fastball about 44, 45% of the time. It's very fuzzy. Touches 97. He works it kind of up and into the righties, away from the lefties. Kind of the nightmare for a hitter.
Yeah, that's nasty.
It touches 97, usually sits around 95. He's got a very nasty curveball. He uses that about 30% of the time. He's got a changeup. He's got a slider. He's a four-pitch pitcher, and he's pretty dirty. Now, the thing with Shane Baz, if you're going to get to him, I would guess, and I know nothing, but this is just my educated guess. Looking at the numbers, you have to get to him early because this dude, after the fourth inning, doesn't give up runs at all.
Better.
He gets better as he pitches into the sixth and into the seventh, which he's pitched six innings, seven innings, six innings, and then his last start was his worst, only 3 1/3 against the Yankees, 5 earned runs, 4 walks. He lost the plot there a little bit, but he has dominated. He dominated the Angels. He is a nasty, nasty cat. He will give up the long ball. He's given up a home run in every start but one this season. So, again, if you get to Shane Baz, you got to do it early. Again, he's not allowed a run in after the fourth inning of any of his four starts this year. So I think the plan of attack with Shane Baz is to come out tonight. Top of the order, they're going to be swinging. That's my guess. They are going to be hunting that fastball that he throws 45% of the time, and they're going to try to get barrel on it and maybe hit it out of the ballpark. Tonight would be the best time for the Padres to finally hit a three-run homer. I believe Crisello said yesterday we were the last team in baseball to not have a three-run homer or a grand slam this year. So
makes sense. Hadn't thought about that, but I can. Yeah, that sounds about right.
And I you know, look, they're not good on the road. They haven't been good on the road. They're 2-4 on the road. They're 4-6 in their last 10. Is this a beatable team? Absolutely, it's a beatable team. 100%. They've got guys
sending a pretty good guy in Michael King out there.
You got Michael King on the bump tonight for the San Diego Padres, who's been fantastic. You know he's going to be fired up, ready to go. But man, the similarities of this team to ours is really, really nuts. Pretty good at preventing runs. They just haven't won. They just haven't won the
games.
It's
interesting that we're so comparable. And
I know
we are 17-8, and they are 11-14.
Yep. And they 12-1 for the Padres at Petco Park. Obviously, a big home field advantage. I know that the Friar faithful are going to be out there tonight in droves, as they always are. It's a Friday night. You said you're going tonight.
I'll be there tonight.
Not a boy, dude.
Yep,
sitting in the Odyssey seats?
Yeah, we got work seats. We're in the 200 level.
All right.
On third base side.
Good for you guys, man. Tonight, what's the bit tonight? Is there a
City Connect? Yeah. I don't think there's any other.
Like a party in the park or anything?
I think they do that, yeah, every
beer
Friday
fest
night.
Or something?
It's either party in the park or beer fest or tequila fest or something.
I do. I'm unable on a Friday to muster the energy to go out on a Friday night after a long, long week. I would love to go to that Sunday game after our game. I have not been to Petco Park since opening day. I have not been one time. We haven't gone down at all to talk to the fellas. Haven't been to the clubhouse.
We
went to the suite. Yeah, that's right. We went to the suite. But I haven't gone like with my family, taking the kids yet,
right.
But I want to get down there at some point. Maybe Sunday is the day after our game. That's always a tough one, too. But, man, it should be a really, really good series. And, again, one of those series that you feel like, yeah, we need to win this. We need to win it.
Especially when you look at you're sending out King, Cease, and Vasquez.
Yeah.
You're expecting to win this series.
That's exactly right. And it's, you know, Dylan Cease getting staying, I guess, on track, building off of his last start, which was a really, really good one. Their offense, you look at them, and they don't – you know, they don't terrify you. There's not. They got Junior Caminero, who's been really, really good for them. He is the guy that loves Manny Machado. That's his favorite player. They do the jersey exchange. You know, he's going to be excited to get in here and get to hang with Manny for sure. But yeah, man, there's a couple guys in their lineup. Now, I heard a rumor yesterday that Ha-Sung Kim may be with the team. I'm not sure. I thought he was still injured. But he potentially could be making his appearance, at least. Maybe he's here on the bench. I have no idea. But he could.
I mean, it's not uncommon for injured players to travel with the team still. Joe's gone with everybody on every trip, and he ain't pitching anytime soon.
It'd be cool.
Ha-Sung Kim was rumored to come back in May anyways, so I could see him being with the team.
Yeah, it would be cool to see Ha-Sung Kim tonight come out, give a little curtain call for the fans, because I know he's still very beloved here. But yeah, man, they got a first baseman that's really good. Jonathan Aranda, he's having a really good start to his season. So yeah, man, but other than that, you look at it and you go, oh, okay, Cameron Misner and Jose Caballero and Chandler Simpson and Coco Montes and Curtis Mead and a bunch of guys, they seem to do this every single year where they find a team that's very competitive, and they do it for $77. They do it every year.
Right.
And you just, and then again, guys in the bullpen, I've never heard of half these guys. I have. I mean, you know, Pete Fairbanks, who, you know, hopefully you don't see him because that means they're trying to close down a win. Hunter Bigg, Garrett Clevenger, I've heard of, Mason Englert. watch all these guys come in slinging 97 with disgusting movement. So this is what the Tampa Bay Rays are. Get to Shane Baz early tonight, and you can actually go out and win a ball game at home, which you need to do.
More worried about our bats versus Shane Baz than how Michael King will do against that line.
I know. I feel the same.
I know what to expect out of Michael King. Now, he could have an off game for sure. Can the Padres' offense withstand that? We'll find out. But I don't expect Michael King to ever have a bad game.
No, I kind of feel the same way.
Like, I expect him to dominate
pretty much
every time out.
It should be an awesome one tonight. There's a couple other really good games in Major League Baseball we'll talk about, too. But Julian Delgadio from Fox 5, come in. We'll talk about all this, some NFL draft coming up next. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.